Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top prosecutor in Will County issuing a dire warning about what will happen when cash bail ends in Illinois at the beginning of next year. Will County State's Attorney James Glasgow says when cash bails end on January 1st, the county will be forced to release hundreds of detainees from jail within 90 days. He claims that will lead to more violence and crime in Will County and across Illinois.
It's going to be literally the end of days, and it will destroy the state of Illinois. I don't even understand the people who support it, why they can't realize that.
Supporters say cash bails are disproportionately unfair to people of color. The law does allow prosecutors to ask judges to keep defendants in custody if there's evidence to show someone would pose a danger if released. But Glasgow says it doesn't always give prosecutors enough time to collect that evidence. A former Illinois governor joined the families of murdered Chicagoans this morning at Daley Plaza.
Sharing the demands for justice from nearly two dozen family members and friends of Chicagoans who have been killed in recent years, former Governor Rod Blagojevich called on Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox to identify any problems her office may be having, telling her that it's okay to ask for help.
You heard from the families, you see their pain, how they're suffering, their loss, the emptiness they feel, the anger they feel, the frustration they feel because they can't get justice, because in too many cases, the suspects are being allowed to go away and are not being charged. I know every case is different.
A small group of Fox supporters crashed the press conference. Mark Clements spoke on their behalf, saying that it's the police that aren't providing enough evidence for convictions or even for charges to be brought.
So if we want to get it right, let's put the blame where it should be.
In the loop, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
A federal appeals court ruling releases Governor Pritzker and state agencies from a 1972 decree that provided judicial oversight over their state's employment practices. Governor Pritzker moved to vacate the half-century-old Shakeman decree with state lawyers, telling the 7th U.S. Court of Appeals that, quote, there is no evidence the state is considering political factors in hiring today. The final judgment filed today vacates the consent decree as it applies to Pritzker and state jobs. The fire department in West Suburban Addison donating an ambulance to help the people of Ukraine and giving them something else special.
When Addison bought a state-of-the-art ambulance to replace one that's 15 years old, the plan was to sell the old ambulance at an auction. Then Addison Fire Chief Scott Walker saw that another suburb decided to donate one of its old ambulances to Ukraine.
We saw Naperville, a social media post where they were donating an ambulance. We didn't even know that opportunity existed. So luckily we saw that and we were able to reach out.
Walker says Naperville's fire chief connected him with the Ukrainian Medical Association of North America, which will deliver Addison's old ambulance to Ukraine in the coming weeks. Walker says the ambulance is completely covered with messages of support and encouragement for the people of Ukraine written by Addison residents. He says he's glad that an ambulance that served Addison for so many years will now help save lives in Ukraine. Jim Gutis, 105.9 WBBM.
And an annual comic and entertainment convention is back in Chicago. WBBM's Andy Dane has the story.
For fans of Star Wars, Guardians of the Galaxy, comic books, anime, even wrestling, McCormick Place will become somewhat of a paradise this weekend as the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo returns to the city. Actors Billy Dee Williams and Michael Rooker, wrestler Mick Foley, and some well-known names in the world of comic books will all be on hand for the annual C2E2 convention, which runs through Sunday. Organizers say it also features a family-friendly area, a tattoo zone, and much more. That's the story from McCormick Place.
The Chicago Department of Public Health says Cook County remains at a high COVID-19 level. That's according to CDC metrics. That's the data that measures local COVID-19 impact. And they're virtually unchanged from the last week. Nationwide, though, the percentage of counties at a medium or high COVID community level is over 80%. That's down slightly from 83.4%. 4% last week. The Indiana American Water Company, which provides water to Northwest Indiana folks, celebrating an end to paying electric bills at a distribution facility. WBBM's Mike Krauser explains.
The facility here in Gary is off the grid.
Sun is shining on Gary, Indiana, which is the way we like it, because we got these solar arrays back here.
Company president Matt Prine standing in front of newly installed solar panels.
For every dollar we save, we can invest $7 into our system, into the aging pipe and infrastructure.
Dan Halberstadt is the company's vice president of operations.
There's 504 panels back here, each of which provides about 440 watts of power. That is enough to fully power this building where our distribution crews work out of.
NIPSCO, the power company, doesn't seem to mind losing the money, spokesperson Alexius Barber.
These types of efforts are in line with NIPSCO's long-term strategy.
The company will save about $1 million over 25 years and gets a tax break for spending $600,000 on the solar panels. That's the story from Gary.
More mosquitoes are testing positive for West Nile virus in DuPage County.
Health officials are calling the personal protection index at 1 on a scale of 1 to 3, meaning there is a localized abundance of active mosquitoes. County Health Department says recent high temperatures and rainfall have likely brought on the increase. Health officials call on residents to drain places with standing water like buckets or bird baths, to use insect repellent when outdoors, and to be most careful at dusk and dawn. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBA.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoula joining two separate coalitions of attorney generals supporting LGBTQ plus students against discrimination in the classroom. They've filed legal briefs opposing an Indiana school district's efforts to bar a trans student from using the restroom consistent with the student's gender identity and against Florida's controversial Don't Say Gay law, which limits classroom discussions and has serious implications for LGBTQ plus students.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.